Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Death of a Macho Man by M.C. Beaton, narrated by Davina Porter. This work, copyrighted 1996 by M.C. Beaton, is recorded by arrangement with Warner Books. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Everybody in Lochdew knows about the Macho Man. The huge, tattooed, mean-looking stranger had won a willing audience for his bragging and tall tales by buying round after round at the local pub. But his nasty insults led to some fights, and his sneaking around the village at night has aroused some angry suspicions. And now, Death of a Macho Man.
Chapter 1. When two strong men stand face to face, though they come from the ends of the earth. Rudyard Kipling. Randy Duggan was called the Macho Man in the village of Lochdu in the Scottish Highlands, and he seemed to live up to his nickname. He was a huge man, over 6 feet tall, with powerful shoulders, tattoos, and a low forehead. His legs were disproportionately short for his body, and his hair was greasy and worn long and curly on his collar. He wore leather jackets with long fringes. He sported odd glasses with slats like Venetian blinds and brightly coloured hats. The locals gathered in the Lochdu bar just to see him crush beer cans in one of his great fists. His voice had an American twang. He said he had been a wrestler in America. In fact, to the admiring locals, it seemed as if Randy had been everywhere.